You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello, Maggie.
How are you?
I am doing just peachy. How about you?
I am good. I could use about a few more cups of coffee this morning, I think.
Every day.
A little sleepy.
Yeah. But
it's all right. It's going to be good. It's probably best that I'm not super caffeinated for these episodes. So
I don't know. That could be pretty fun.
Yeah. It would be like TGP podcast on overdrive or something.
Yeah. Like 30 seconds.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that would be exciting for everyone involved.
Like how you listen to it, like on fast speed. That's right.
Yes. That's what it would sound like. Well, on this episode, we are discussing Unit 32, Session 3, Gentiles Became Part of the Church. And this is focusing on Acts chapter 11. So, Suzanne, why don't you share with us the big idea that we are focusing on this week?
So last week, we saw that the gospel is for everyone. No matter who a person is or where they come from, God wants them to hear the good news about Jesus. In fact, God gave Peter a vision that involved having the freedom to eat clean and unclean animals. This represented the truth that there is no clean or unclean people. In this week's session, we'll see that Peter shared that vision with others to show them that the gospel is for all people. The church was continuing to grow and the gospel was continuing to spread. So now we'll move into the part of the show where we talk about specific age groups and some activity tips or extra prep time you might need. So we'll start with younger preschool. So this week we have two for younger preschool, and the first one is called Spread the Good News. And so in this activity, I just want to make sure that listeners note that it refers to large sequins or paper or that large metallic round glitter to be thrown, not actual glitter, to avoid mess, because that could be really messy.
We could have some upset, probably a lot of just upset people in general. I was thinking facilities, staff, but also
getting glitter out of carpets hard. I've been there. It took about 3 years.
No joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And also just a safety thing with glitter, that it's really easy for it to get into children's eyes. And once it gets into their eye, it is very painful. And as an adult, I was going to say,
it's very easy to get it into an adult's eye as well.
Yes. Yes. And so just to avoid tears, avoid mess, use large sequins or paper or that large metallic glitter. Confetti is what we want to use here, not glitter. And another option here, if you're like, nope, you said glitter, I'm out. You can try shaving cream, and you can spread that shaving cream out on a tabletop. I love shaving cream activities because it seems messy, but it really is easy to clean up because it kind of just disappears.
And it cleans the table.
It does. It does. Especially those wood top tables. It does clean them and shines them up. So it's a win activity all around. If you are going to do that, I would suggest placing smocks on the children just to, you don't want to get anything on their clothes. So it just helps with that. Also in younger preschool, there's an activity called Make Cards. And so whenever you make these cards, it's inviting people to church. And so just include your church information on the card, such as the address, service times, website, if your church has a website to include. If you have a lot of preschoolers in your class, as I know some of you do, you could streamline this process by printing labels, like those mailing size labels with the info already on it. And then just stick that to the postcard, and that would be fun for the preschoolers, like a big sticker, and then they can decorate that. And then for older preschool, we have two activities this week for older preschool and preschool worship that are science experiments. Maggie, I love a science experiment. I just think they're always so fun. And they're engaging.
I love that I feel like they reach a different kind of kid than a lot of the other activities we do. So it's like, this is going to get some kid that's really excited about science, excited about God, which is fun.
Yes. Yes. I just love it. And so in older preschool, the science experiment is called Watch Colors Spread. And so this is technically called the walking water experiment. So I would just recommend that you go online and search for a video for that. So you can really get a, I'm a visual learner. Mm-hmm. And so I watched this video online and it was just really helpful to me to understand how this experiment worked, the walking water experiment. So you're going to want to set this up at the beginning of class and then let the preschoolers assist in pouring the water into the cups and folding the paper towels. When you watch that video and you read the activity in the guide, that's going to make more sense to you, but it's a pretty cool experiment. And then the second experiment this week, the activity is called Observe a Surprising Change. And this, again, is really just neat for kids to watch. But I do suggest using Dawn dish soap because that really does work the best. Something about Dawn, it just works really well for this particular activity.
That's fun. It makes me want to go jump into a preschool class this week.
Come on.
I know.
We have the most fun.
I know. It really sounds like it. All right. So for our younger kids, there is a game called Join In Tag. And so if space is limited in your meeting area, you might consider a spot to play this game outside if that works with your environment. And then for older kids, there's a game called Tag to Unite. And so again, if space is limited and you're not able to play this outside, another option would be to have the kids toss the yarn to each other while standing in a circle, and then to challenge the kids to keep holding the yarn while working to form a straight line. That would be pretty funny to watch.
Yeah.
All right. And then in kids worship, we have a group demonstration that involves throwing a mini party and talking about celebrations, which is so fun.
Fun.
And if it works well for your environment, for the people that you meet around, it might be fun to lead your kids to form a parade through the hall or in the classroom of a younger group. If you choose to do this, just make sure you organize this with the other leaders of that classroom or in the classrooms around you so that it is celebratory rather than being disruptive. So just keep that in mind if you choose to go that route. As we start to wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited for this session. And I was reading through the Bible story for this week, and I was thinking this is an exciting session because it's where we learn that Jesus's followers began to be called Christians. So as Christ followers, this is where we get our name, which is fun. I also like that we see Peter sharing what he learned in the last session, specifically that vision that God gave him of the sheet of the clean and the unclean animals. And so we can use this to encourage kids to share what they have learned with others. We don't have to be experts. We don't have to know all the answers. We are simply called to share the truths that we have learned. And I think that that is an encouragement for us as leaders, reminding ourselves that we don't have to be experts, that we don't have to know all the answers, but it's also encouraging to kids, right? Because I think that that can be a hindrance for them sharing the gospel with others, but just reminding them that they are called to be faithful to share what they have learned thus far.
That's right, Maggie. And like you said, I just really think it's neat how last week's lesson leads to this lesson. That's one of the reasons why we love the Gospel Project so much, is because we are going through the Bible and we're seeing how each story builds upon the other. And so it's just perfect that we're talking about this one and how Peter carried the vision he saw and wanted to make sure that everyone knew about the gospel, whether they were Gentile or not. And that is a word that will come up this week, is Gentile. And so when you're explaining that to kids and preschoolers, that is anybody that was not a Jew, that includes us. And so I think that's important to highlight, that that is us that gets to experience the gospel and just the blessing of that. And I really like the last part of the Christ Connection for preschoolers. It says God wants us to celebrate when others believe in Jesus. And it makes me think of that last activity that you highlighted, Maggie, about celebrating, having a party, having a parade. And I know in preschool, we love to party. We love to have fun. And so this idea of celebrating when someone chooses to follow Jesus will be really fun to teach. And I think preschoolers and kids both will be able to connect with that.
Absolutely. I love it. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.